We're here on KSOM. It's our Wyota Steakhouse Coaches Show as we get ready for this football game between Audubon and Cam. And joining us now is the head football coach for the Cam Cougars, Nick Kaufman. And, Coach, a great victory last week. Go down to Bedford, an undefeated Bulldogs team on their own field, and beat them in a shootout 50-48. How are you feeling coming into this game against the Wheelers?
Feeling good. Like you said, big win for us. I think we gained a lot of confidence. We upped our level of play a lot. Our defense actually picked it up a little bit later in the game. And so I think we're starting to get some pieces and parts in the right places and ready for a big game this week.
Yeah, no doubt. What do you like most about what the defense did last week? And where do you feel like you've come along the most there?
Well, we had Bedford had a really good running attack coming at us, and so we had to shore some things up, but I really felt good about the way we played, especially in the fourth quarter. They were really spot on, but they were physical the entire game and had good pursuit. So, we filled the gaps a little bit better later in the game, but at the beginning we had some issues with that.
Have you seen your team improve in that area, throughout the few games that you played?
Yeah, we've had a few moving parts. We moved Case and Calhoun inside against Bedford, and you saw where he had 17 tackles. So that was a productive move for us and allowed him to get to the ball a little quicker. So, yeah.
And with him moving inside, who moved positions with him?
Seth Williamson, or Williams, is a freshman. He's playing on the outside where Kaysen was.
And what is his attributes that will make him succeed maybe at outside linebacker?
Oh, he's got a lot of natural ability. He's, a kid that's easily coached, and he asks a lot of questions and he pays attention. He was here all summer. He's always in the weight room. I mean, it's just everything you could ask for in a kid.
And then on offense, it looks like you've settled in on Colin Bowers, your primary ball carrier. I'm sure other guys are still going to be used, but once again, it's what you talked about last week, getting him as many touches as possible. What can you say just about what he has done and just transforming his game? And, like I talked to him over the weekend and he was like, no big deal. It's like running back, wide receiver, whatever, it doesn't matter to me. And it seems like, you could probably put him in any position. He'd probably do it.
Right, right. I mean, it doesn't really matter how you get him the ball. Just got to get it to him and he'll make a play happen after that. So, yeah, it's whatever we can do to put him in that position.
And I mean, he's got an unusual combination of power plus speed. I mean, not many guys can be like that, as big as he is, and play wide out and still he can motor pass guys. Yes. Have you ever seen that combination in a football player before?
Well, I mean, we've had a few guys here that were similar. I mean, the one that in terms of frame and everything, it's Sam Foreman. Reminds me of him a little bit from a few years ago, but yeah, he's a pretty unique kid, 6'3" and fast and strong. So it's great to have a kid like that on your team.
You think there'd be some colleges salivating about him, but
oh yeah,
he seems like he's pretty quiet right now on that front, at least. Yeah. But hopefully that will change. What do you like just about what Nick is, or excuse me, what Zach is doing? You're Nick. It's the second time I screwed that up. What do you think about what Zach is doing at quarterback and how he is just starting to settle in?
Well, I think the game slowed down a little bit for him. I'm sure that first game, Fremont Mills, was deer in the headlights for him, and I can only imagine what was going through his head before that game, but as a sophomore, I think he's finally settled in a little bit and minimized his mistakes. And he's finding, you know, he's seeing his primary receivers and actually checking down a little bit too. And he actually threw the ball away under pressure for the first time this season. He did that this week. So that was wonderful. And, you know, we just expect him to continue to grow each week.
What does a win like this mean going on the road to Bedford, going into the Ottoman game?
It's huge, huge for our confidence. You know, we came out of there injury free. So that was huge as well. You know, we've had three tough games, so I think we're in really good shape physically, mentally. I think we're in the best shape we've ever been by far. I think they really believe now that they can hang with anybody if they just keep plugging away. So I'm really looking forward to Friday, see what we can do against a good team.
Well, you've played some good teams, and you're probably the best team that they have played. But when you look at Ottoman, what impresses you the most about them?
Well, I mean, you've got the Kiergaard and the Wessels and the Casper Bauer carrying the ball, and they're certainly impressive. But I think where it really is, what's really going on is up front. They're just loaded with kids with size and speed and all the kind of things that you can't coach. So it's going to be a big challenge for us.
How do you just see that matchup on the line of scrimmage? Because you got some, you know, some athletes there yourself.
Right. Well, you know, when you watch it on film, it's always hard to gauge that. So I guess we'll find out Friday night.
I guess so. In terms of, I mean, what type of game are you expecting from this, you know, in Ottoman? It could be a high-scoring game. It could be a defensive tussle. You know, what are you expecting?
Well, I'm a defensive guy, so I'm always hoping for a defensive tussle. But I don't know. I think you're going to see some big plays and both sides, and I think you're going to see some points, and it's going to be an exciting game to watch. I think you've got two defenses that are capable of stuffing the run, so I think it's going to force both teams to open it up a little bit as well. So, you know, it doesn't get any better than that.
Yeah. And just what does this rivalry mean to you now, you know, looking at it as a head coach? I mean, you've been an assistant, and this has been always a game. Like when you get your schedule, Cam, people will circle Ottoman and vice versa as well.
Well, you know, I graduated from Ottoman, so it means a little bit more even for me. But I've lived down here longer than I lived in Ottoman, so I guess the blue is ingrained in my soul now. But it's certainly a huge game. Everybody down here is excited about it, and I'm sure everybody up there is excited about it as well.
Well, Coach, it should be a great game, and we're excited to bring in here and looking forward to it here tonight, and really appreciate your time here on our way out of Steakhouse Coaches Show, and best of luck. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Chris.
Nick Oppen, head coach for Cam Football, joining us here on our way out of Steakhouse Coaches Show here on KSOM.